Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host Lita. This is episode 392 on Saturday, the 7th of February 2026. Hi chat room, hi everybody. Let's say hello to the chat room to start. Echo, sorry, I have to click things. audio. Yes, that should be better. That should be better. But anyway, let's say hello to everyone. Chris can let me know. I'm sure that will be better now. So, Mrs. Rock Guru and Zep, thank you both very much for resubscribing on Twitch. Thank you. So, Mrs. Rock Guru has been subscribed for 76 months, which is amazing. Thank you. And Zep is 35 months. Truly amazing. Thank you very much for that. Let me put my little hearts to say thank you. That makes them an Iron Elite. All the money for that goes towards paying for the website. So thank you very much. It is much appreciated. All right. So how is everyone? Is everyone doing well? It is quite warm here because I'm on the other side of the world to most of you, so I'm sure it's probably like freezing today. So today at the moment it's 27. In this room it's 29. I have got the fan going with the water cooler, so if you can hear that, apologies. I have to have that on. It's too hot, so I don't know what that is. How do I change it? I always get this wrong. Change it to Fahrenheit. So it's 81. It's supposed to be in high of 84 Fahrenheit. But going by that, it says it feels like it's 27. I disagree. I strongly disagree with that. Humidity is 61%, which is probably why I'm also feeling like that. So it's not hugely it, but it's not fantastic. Let's just say that, right? A strongly worded letter. Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. How is everyone going with the pre-midnight stuff? All I can say is, challenger-wise, we have had 7 dings since the last show, I think. Oh, also cheers. I don't know if you can see my mug. It's one of those cute but deadly mugs. I got these mugs a very long time ago. They have been in storage, in protected for a long time since I got them. I only used them for a little while, and then I since Execute and I moved in here and we've set it up. I've got Lich King photo poster up. Like, we've got some WoW stuff up. I've got downstairs on the bookcase. I've got like some of the plushies. So it's a very, not necessarily just Warcraft, but obviously, you know, it's a nerdy, geeky, gamer type place for what we are. And I went, no, we're using the mugs. So this is what I'm having today. Also, for something different, I decided to make a mocha with pistachio. So it's got the mocha, like a normal, like a cappuccino mocha, but with a dash of the pistachio syrup that I've got, which is like it's a zero sugar, so it's really nice. So I thought I'd try that, and I would say 2 thumbs up because it's quite yummy. Not all the time yummy, but yummy enough that I'm like, yes, sounds good. Anyway, let's get back to what we're here for. Instead of just having a cute little chat. So, what we've got. So, we've got quite a few dings that have happened. So, let's talk about what we've got. So, we've got congratulations to all of our new champions. And again, people have been busy, which is fantastic. Obviously, with the pre-expansion stuff that's happened, we've got the Winds of Fortune and all of those sorts of things which contribute because we can't click off on them. However, we've got the change in stats, the change in XP, with the squish that came with patch 11.0. So we've had a lot of changes, which obviously also helps with leveling when people are leveling not only your normal tombs but your challenger tombs. So we have got congratulations to evidently becoming our 20th Green Man Challenge champion. We have got T-Boo becoming our 53rd Iron Man champion. Topa became our 54th Iron Man champion. Then in the last couple of days, we had Plowshares becoming our 13th Pacifist champion. That's Listen. That's one of Listen's tunes. We've got Iron Cray becoming our 55th Iron Man champion. Then we had Takari, who just dinged, I think they dinged today or yesterday, becoming our 14th Pacifist champion. And today, just a little while ago, we had Bloody Cray becoming our 5th Bloodthirsty champion. So people have been busy, which is wonderful to see. Congratulations to all our new champions. I have reached out to, yes, everyone's been reached out to. I'm waiting for some emails to come back and some people to contact me with their email so I can send the write-up questions, which is fantastic. So again, all of the write-ups are on the website. So if you want to go and have a read to see what people have done with their journeys, well, the wowchallenges.com website, all of them are up there. If I don't get a response, then they get a basic post, which is what I do, just to put in, you know, congratulations, this is their play time, no information was received, congratulations, that kind of thing. So it is a very basic post. What I have started doing now is, because obviously time frame, we have always liked to do, we're just going to do some housekeeping. I might as well mention that now. So one of the things I've always liked to do for the website is to have the write-ups in ding order. It's too much a pain if I've got, you know, iron number 55's come in, and if I put that up, and then pacifist 14 comes in and I put that up. Next thing then, I get iron 54 doing the write up, I put that up. I don't like that. I don't like that for the flow of the website, and I don't like that for the flow of how everyone dings. So I have that, so the dings come in order, and as you go back, and if you want to go back and read, then you've got, you know, you can look at the newest ding, which will be, you know, possibly the 55th iron, and then you look back, oh, there's the 54th, and there's the, you know, the 53rd, etc. So you've got always got the newest write up, it should be the most prevalent, but you can go back. So that's how I like to do it. Sometimes I need to wait, sometimes I'm waiting longer than I like to. So for this year in particular, I have decided that when I send out the email with the questions, I'm going to be giving you 2 to 3 working days to get them back to me. Oh, 2 to 3 days to get it back to me. Because again, we've got a lot of people dinging, particularly IRL is a little bit busy on my scope, so I don't want to be sitting doing this stuff all day, every day. So I want to try and concise this to, here's your questions, can you get them back to me in 2 days, 3 days tops? If I don't hear anything back, all I'm going to do is do a basic post and it's done. So that's what I'm putting in the email now, just to let people be aware, just for full transparency, because I'd love to hear the journeys, but at times I don't want to be waiting a week to get the information. I know everyone's busy, I understand that, and unless you let me know, you know, if something's happened and you can't do it, then just let me know, you know, we can work around that. But if I don't hear anything, I've sent the questions and I don't get them back in a couple of days, I'm going to then look at that as being okay, we're not doing a write-up, I'll just do a basic post. So I need to kind of get a little bit tough with that, because again, I don't have the time to sit down and spend all day every day following up on this stuff, because again, my IRL is not around this all the time, if that makes sense. So I'm just setting some boundaries on that, just letting you guys know that's what we'll be doing moving forward, and especially with moving into Midnight, the new expansion. So I think that should work. And again, if things happen, let me know. If I don't know, then I can't, you know, I've just got to work with what I've got. There we go. Show title. Oop. Show title. Chris Wright. That one. Oh. Here's my... This is what I sent to my husband when he's busy working. And I can't talk to him. I do this. And then I go up like this. Because he's normally over there. And he'll either go like this or like this. We have ways of working around things just to see if he wants a coffee. Especially if he's busy. Yeah. So that's what I've got for the website. And now we've got some stuff in the works. Zaya is looking at some stuff, and we'll talk about that in the future until we get a few more things formulated. He is busy, like, he's obviously busy looking at the various things because things changed when we had the pre-patch hit. There was, you know, some hiccupy stuff that he needed to look into. He's also looking into something else, which again we'll look at talking about that once I've got some finalized stuff on that. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't think there's much else website wise that I need to mention. Midnight wise, we will continue to do write-ups. I must admit that it gets when the dings are coming in thick and fast, there is part of me that's like, no more. No more. And as much as I'd like to say it's copy and paste, it's not just copy and paste what someone says. So, you know, it's the editing and making sure everything fits, etc. So with Midnight, we will still do the write-ups. We won't do any of the allied races, like obviously the stuff that we've already got, that we're not going to worry about doing write-ups for. But I will admit, it is lovely to read someone's story and how they've leveled, what they've done. Admittedly, yeah, some people run the same, you know, they might be leveling many different tunes. We've got a couple of people that have been busy leveling and want to get certain things ticked off their bucket list with getting, you know, classes all max in, you know, in the challenges, etc. And that's great. They don't always do the same journey, and sometimes that's really quite interesting and intriguing to see what they do different, where they go, whether it's because of the race they've chosen, etc. So I will admit, I do enjoy reading what people do. I think it's a very valuable resource for those people out there leveling or looking into wanting to level and knowing, you know, what was one of the newest ones that I put up yesterday or the day before, where they'd gone to, you know, one particular zone that they would have played on a previous iron that they had. Was it iron? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was an iron that they had no problems with, but because of the race class combination, I think it was, that it wasn't going to work, so they had to pivot and go somewhere else. And I think that's always a quite interesting thing and a good point to remember when we're leveling ourselves. Because just because leader here goes and makes an undead and loves running through, you know, Death Knoll and Brill and then taking that into Silver Pine and all that kind of stuff, if I go and make a, say, a, what could we say, a tauren, and I bring the tauren across, and maybe I've made a tauren shaman as opposed to a undead warlock, because of course later would make an undead warlock. You know, the way that the tauren shaman plays is gonna be different. So being in those zones might be, I might find to be a bit more of a struggle. So therefore I go, oh, you know what? I shouldn't have come over here. I should have stayed in Mulgore. I should have taken from Mulgore and taken that into going to the Barrens or whatever it might be. So it's always a good remember when we're leveling that just because we do this path or we've forged a path that worked for one tune, two tunes, five tunes, the new tune that you've just made to level, it might not work. Also to remember, we've just had stat squishes and everything with the pre-midnight patch that just hit. So again, you might find that all of a sudden, say the Barrens, you're running around with your iron warrior and you're like, yep, everything's fine, everything looks good, I'm taking them down, it's not a struggle. Then you log back in, we've had all the changes, and you go to kill something, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, hang on, you know, I'm taking a lot more damage. So these are also good things to remember when you're leveling, when there's been a change to the game. Have a look. Sometimes it's not worth, and I will say I've fully done it myself, where I've taken the tune out and I've just gone, yep, just keep going, just keep leveling, and all of a sudden I'm still in the same zone that I was before the patch hit, and I go out there and something happens, either, you know, either the way that they're hitting becomes different, like there's been some change in whether it is the tune or in the mob, and I hadn't picked up on that, and then all of a sudden I'm dead. So these are just good reminders to think, well, you know, has there been a change? Do I need to, you know, just dip my feet out and be like, how are the mobs playing, instead of just going gung-ho? So again, just reminders, things to think about. If you want to go gung-ho and just be, yep, everything's fine, and you end up dead and you're like, ah, doesn't matter, let's roll again, you know, more power to you. You play the way that you want to play within the rules, obviously, but these are just, you know, it's just little helpful tips and tricks to remember about that. So yeah. So that's that. I did want to mention that there was, hang on, where did I put it? Did it not? No, maybe didn't. I did. Oh, I may. Where did I put it? I don't know where I put it. Anyway, I thought I had set up, because I was going to bring up the Wowhead about the midnight early access launches now on February 26th. I'm sorry, it's... How? Stop it. Stop it. People. I must admit, early access... I mean, it's lovely. But at the same stage, I'm kind of like, can we not just go back to the day that it drops at this date and time and just... That's it. For everyone. Let the servers fight. Let the servers... The early access is hitting. So it's hitting at 3 p.m. PST worldwide. 4 days ahead of full release. I am not prepared at all. Anyway. So don't forget, full release is March the 2nd. This is ridiculous. It is ridiculous that we are this close. So a reminder, in order to get Midnight Early Access, you need to have purchased the Midnight Epic Edition. All right. There was a whole thing to it. I'll just put the Wowhead article there. So again, you know, if that is something that you've got, if you're looking at it, if you haven't bought it yet, and that's what you're looking at, you know, it's... We're at the 8th of February. Well, for me, 8th, 7th, for you guys. It's not that far away. Which is crazy. So, yeah. So, I just wanted to mention that. And again, when it does go live, if you've got your live challenge tunes, always a good idea. Strip them, get them out of the popular places, put them somewhere safe. We don't know how things will go. We won't know how stable the servers are going to be, etc. So all I can say is tread carefully. If you're going to be taking challenge tunes out, whether it is with the early access or if it's purely when, you know, Midnight hits, I'm just going to say a death is a death, whether that is through something you've done or whether it's through coming from the game, whether that is a DC, mobs are hitting differently, something's changed in the game that all of a sudden, you know, maybe there's now a dragon that pats down this path and one-shots you, whatever it is, just tread very carefully with the expansion being this close, early access, plus when it goes, you know, full access. Just please be careful and do some scouting if you need to, whether that's on your main tune or your scouting tune. Scout it out, as Fair would say, you know. So just keep those things in mind. And again, we've got, you know, we've only got a couple of weeks and it will be here. When in doubt, scout it out. Exactly, Chris. That I can hear Fair saying it. You know, that was one of her favorite phrases that I remember. All right, let's talk about state of the challenges. So, as always, apologies if my pronunciation sucks. let's just call it what it is. Sometimes words are hard. Words are hard. And me trying to read them and say them sometimes is a little bit not good. So apologies if I don't get the name correct. I do my best. All right, so for irons, we have got 10 irons. We have got Felicius, level 28, RIP. 9 is Shanteta at level 29. 8 is Iron Prayer at level 32. 7 is Hammerist at level 32. 6 is 2 iron at level 35. 5th this week is Pod Therapy at level 44. Number 4, Kim Wexler at level 53. 2 is Iron Cray hitting level 80. The second one was Topa. And the number 1 for this week was Tibu. So 3 irons hitting max this week, which again, congratulations to all of them. For our bloods, we had 1 blood, which is Bloody Cray. So again, we've had, what's that, our 5th? We've had 5 bloodthirsties for the War Within, which is awesome. Pacifists, we have got 2 pacifists this week, which is the 2 that ding. So Takari and Plowshare, so congratulations to both of them. Again, we've now got 14 pacifists, which is awesome. There was no working man this week. Greens. So for green, we have got at number 4, Iron Pal, hit level 20, but they're red flag because they had 1 rare equipped. And at number 3 was Iron Pry, hit level 25 and got red flag because 1 epic slot was equipped. 2 and 1 is Eevee's Tunes. Eevee Green hit level 30. So again, Eevee's busy leveling, trying to level all classes to... Yeah, all classes. So I'm sure Eevee's madly. I'm not sure how many Eevee said that they've got left. But at number 1 was Evidently, who hit level 80, which is fantastic. So Eevee's had, how many has Eevee had? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8? No, 9. 10, 11. So at the moment, Eevee's got 11 max levels for greens. So I'm pretty sure Eevee's got a couple. I'm sure he's only got a couple more to go to have all for this expansion, which is awesome. Tins. No tins this week. We did have an iron team, which is Team Bear. They hit level 25, which is awesome to see that we've got some teams. There was no blood or green teams, though. All right. Well done to everyone out there leveling. Again, congratulations to all our max levels, because like they're just go with the end of the War Within coming, and you know, it's becoming final for that. We've got weeks left, and then we've got Midnight. So to everyone leveling, well done, awesome work, keep going, best of luck, and commiserations to all of those that we've lost, whether it is through a death, and obviously when we do things where we've equipped, you know, when we've had gear equips that are, can be quite, quite heartbroken, is not the right word, but quite upsetting, when, especially when you know that you've just done that, and you just sit there and you're just like, no, I've done it. I've done it a few times, so I know that feeling. It's a horrible, horrible feeling. All right. Anything that I've missed in that? I've got a couple of jokes, so we'll do that. Let me know, Chris, Zap, or Mrs. Rock Guru, if I've missed anything, let me know. All right, the funnies. So this, I've got two jokes for you. My first one is, what's a bee's favorite musical? Stinging in the Rain. Have I got, where's my little, I don't have it. Oh, hang on, I'll play. Chris thought that was funny, so that's at least something. I think I must be completely, that is not what I wanted later. Wow. Okay. Obviously, I don't know what I'm doing, so, yep, it's fine. Alright, the next one is, how do cats keep their breath fresh? They use mouthwash. Oh, I thought it was cute. I thought they both were cute. So, I will always say I like a cute joke. Not to say I don't like a good dirty joke or, you know, something a little bit more adult. But cute jokes always get me. If they make me smile, that's even better. All right. Anything I've missed, let me know. What I do want to say is, where did I put? So, for the show, we've got to make a couple of changes for the show, which will be, I will be back next week. I've had to move some schedules around. So, because with husband working from home and me doing the show at the same time is not going to work. So, what I thought I'd do is that we will have a show next week. We will skip then that following week, and then have the show, which will actually mean we'll have a show right before Midnight, full access. So I think it does work out, whether it's better, but so I'll be back next week, then we'll have a 2-week break, and then basically we'll have the show right before midnight hits. So technically it's, I do feel like it's working out better this way, because we've been trying to have it that our schedules work if he's working from home, that executes either got a late shift or otherwise it's one of his days off. But yeah, for the fifteenth, whichever it was, it just wasn't going to work with scheduling. So we'll do that. So we'll be back next week. We'll have a bit of a chat. If there's anything that you want us to talk about before midnight hitting, let me know. Send me a message. Let the mods know. At this stage, I'll see if there'll be, we might have some stuff to discuss. I'll wait and see how Zaya's going with testing out various bits and pieces. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Again, you know, there are people obviously out there still playing, which is fantastic. Though we are at the end of the expansion, coming into a new expansion, so we know a lot of people are busy tying up loose ends with tunes they've already started, which may not necessarily be challenger tunes, or getting ready for midnight hitting, you know, whether it's hitting full access or early access. So we'll see how it goes. So yeah, I'll be back next week. I was gonna say 10 p.m. Sleep has not been my friend. 10 a.m. Lita time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. There we go. It's already been a long day. Can we just say that? Oh. All right. I think we've covered everything. So let's just wrap it up and go from there. Yeah. Again, let me know if the outro's playing. So what I'll do is I'll hit the outro. I'll leave it this time because I had pressed a button and I think you guys said you then couldn't hear it. So if you can let me know if it is playing or not, because the outro was the one I had to fix. And for some reason, me fixing that and then I tinkered around with the intro has now stuffed up both of them, that I now can't hear them in my ears. As long as you guys can hear it, excellent. I need to. Anyway, all right. Again, thank you everyone for hanging out, giving of your time to be here and spend a little bit of your day with me. I do really appreciate it. Thank you very much to Zep and Mrs. Rock Guru for your subs on Twitch. It is greatly appreciated. The website is not free, unfortunately, so it helps to pay for it, and therefore means that I'm not paying all of it by myself. So thank you, because websites are not cheap. I wish they were, but they're not. So I do greatly appreciate it. So thank you. All right, well, take care. We'll be back next week, which will be, oh, it'll be Valentine's Day. Well, for you guys, it'll be Valentine's. Oh, I get to spend my Valentine's Day with you guys. So that's kind of cute, because I think my husband's working, so. Anyway, all right. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe and all of that. I've completely forgotten what my outro normally is. It's gone. Shum. All right. Thank you. Stay safe both in and out of game. Thank you, Chris. I started saying it and it just completely, like, my brain just went blank. All right, here's the outro. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.